There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
How timely takeaways are helping the Falcons thrive. We'll talk about that. But, Mike, as we've been talking about the deadline today, listen, I'm just telling you right now, and these are the players that were moved. Marshawn Lattimore, Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper, Deontay Johnson, Mike Wilson, Za'Darius Smith, Khalil Davis, right? Jonathan Mingo. Some will have significant value to where they are, like last night with D-Hop. I could go on and on, Mike, but you're talking about 20 different players moving to new teams for draft compensation. So what we're saying, guys, is there were a lot of teams. The Steelers,
right.
Buffalo, Kansas City, Washington, Detroit, that feel like they have a shot at maybe getting there, and they took a chance today.
Yep, and that's why when you look around the league and you say, hey, man, who's in it? Who's in it to win it? We'll start in the NFC. Teams that we're going to face, we're going to see the Commanders later in the year. They won't be able to use him immediately, but they traded for Marshawn Lattimore. So you won't see him on Sunday for the Saints, a guy that Falcon fans are familiar with because he's been pretty much a stud right out of the box out of Ohio State down there in NOLA. So Dan Quinn beefs up their defense. Meanwhile, the Lions, and they were linked to Za'Darius Smith for about a week, and they did get the trade done, and that's a guy that, again, he's no Aiden Hutchinson, but he is a guy that brings some edge rush, and he had a bunch of sacks this year for the Browns. So the Lions in our conference and the Commanders improve. A lot of guys are pointing to the fact, now, I don't know schematically if it fit, but the Steelers go get Preston Smith, who's had a bunch of sacks. He's had, you know, 8 and 9 years, 9 sack years recently, just 2.5 right now. All they gave up was a 7th rounder to the Steelers to get a guy who's a big kind of oversized, you know, kind of could play the edge in a 3-4. So, I mean, there are moves being made. There were players to get. We couldn't get the Azeez Ojulari trade done. That's the one that we were linked to by a number of media sources.
He stays with the Giants. If you're asking us right now, well, who got better, only time will tell. Right. I just think teams field needs for what they thought they wanted to improve on as the season continues to move. And then we get to the second half of the season. I'll tell you right now, the Ravens needed help defensively. Getting Tre'Davious White is a big deal. You know, you talk about needing edge and help. The Lions went after exactly what they needed,
right,
you know, with Aiden Hutchinson's injury. So that is all stuff that we'll continue to look at and talk about over the next few days. We'll have Coach on tomorrow, by the way. We'll be up at Flowery Branch and players as well. And we'll ask Coach about this because I think everybody's wondering, okay, how close maybe were you and why didn't you do anything?
Now, we spoke with Torrey McElhaney from the Falcons earlier. Wes was in the studio, Wes Durham, for 2 segments. And, you know, we did get 3 sacks, 2 back-to-back. But still, I think most Falcon fans say, hey, even with the 3 sacks against the Cowboys, you're dead last in the NFL. And I also felt that with a 3-year window or 2.5, however you look at it, 2-year window, 3-year window with Kirk Cousins, that you want to go get, you want to put all your chips in, right? Let's go. And if it was, and maybe we'll find out. Maybe Fontenot will say they were pursuing things, but the ask was just too much, Carl. If the Giants wanted more than a 4th-round pick, we didn't have a 3rd-rounder because we gave that for Judon to the Patriots. Could you have swung a 4th-rounder and a pick next year? Whatever. Maybe they look at Ojulari and say, yeah, they don't see it. And he's got 5 sacks because he's playing with better guys. I don't know. there's just a lack of edge rush. Unless you feel that Ebiketie is really the light switch has gone on, and Caden Ellis is going to be used more in the way we thought when we signed him 2 years ago, that they'll get cooking for Jimmy Lake.
Yeah, here's why I don't think we should fret, and I get it. Do I always want to improve? Yes. Do I want better personnel up front? If we can add to that, yes. But, Mike, we're getting all of our linebackers back healthy, Troy Anderson included. And what you saw last week is Caden Ellis, all right, and you can do this with Troy Anderson with his speed, lining up on the edge, moving these guys around, and bringing additional heat. And if we're able to have success there, again, I can't tell you that's the answer, but it gives you some solutions to some of our issues. I feel like, hey, that may be the reason why we didn't necessarily make any moves today during the trade deadline. Now, let's talk about these timely takeaways. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, because this is the other part of what's happened with our defense. Going up against the Saints, believe it or not, the Saints have more takeaways on the season than we do. But it's the one thing, Mike, that we have done really well. We're getting off the field on third downs when we need to. Could the sack numbers be better? Yes, obviously. But the one thing we're doing is limiting explosive plays and taking the ball away. Guys, right now, we've got 10. I think the Saints have 14. But it's timely takeaways, right? Think about when some of this stuff has happened in a game, whether it's early or late, and it allows you to get up on a team and score. Those are the kind of things that I think have helped us. And if we continue to do that, I'm not telling you it takes away or offsets the sacks. Nothing does. You still need to have those numbers up. But, Mike, it certainly helps taking the ball, football away.
Hey, I don't know. Chris will vet this for us, our producer. There's a story out there. Is Wesley Steinberg considered a reliable source, Chris? Yeah, it's fake. So we're not even going to go down this. So that's why we vet. That's why you don't go down. So, guys, a bunch of our listeners are seeing stories out there, and they're sending it to us, and don't believe the stuff because it's, you know, as you said, it's a fugazi out there on social media. As far as the Giants and the Falcons trying to make the deal.
Yeah, the reports are false. And so, again, this is you just got to be careful. But I'll say this about that whole ordeal with who we talk to. I know they talk to a lot of teams. I know they talk to the Giants. But ultimately, if this was simply, Mike, that the Falcons didn't want to come off of whatever they were saying, hey, this is what we want in return. And again, he's young. You know, Ojulari is a young guy. This isn't a 30-year-old guy where you go, okay, well, we'll take a seventh-round pick. Maybe they were asking for more than what is being reported. And usually that's the case because if it was that easy, you know, you do the deal. But then you see other deals around the NFL and you go, well, wait a minute, they gave up a fourth or they gave up a fourth. Right. And you kind of feel like if that was the going rate, we should have been in the mix.
And perhaps it was an ask they wanted somebody off the roster. We talked about that earlier. We thought maybe Richie Grant becomes expendable now in that secondary. Either way, it doesn't get we don't improve, I think, the way some Falcon fans are very angry right now with social media. I get it. But, I mean, we'll find out. Hopefully the media, whether our conversations with Coach or the media when they're talking to Terry Fontenot, will go over what was close to happening or what didn't happen. But you do see, Carl, more movement than we've ever seen at the trade deadline in the NFL. And we mentioned earlier that that component in the NFC North, man, wow. Steelers and the Bengals, as you say, and the Ravens really getting after it. Two teams which really kind of, and haven't even faced each other yet because Steelers, they'll play the Ravens coming up next week. Not this week, but next week.
All the division games are in front of them. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let me hear Raheem Morris because he talked about his message heading to New Orleans. We know they are in disarray and trading away Marshawn Lattimore is another thing for the Saints to have to deal with. Here's Ra.
You know, there's no difference in what we want to take the mentality to the South, right? There's no such thing as running too far, and we got to go out there and go get them.
Got to go get them. Can't worry about what's going on in their house. All this stuff. I said to West Durham earlier, they seem like they're in disarray. But we've seen this before. Teams go through this kind of stuff, and then they show up on Sunday, and guys are mad or whatever the situation may be, and you get a better game than you expected. Also, the connection between Darnell Mooney and Kirk Cousins. Darnell says, what's up, Darnell? That is just getting better.
We're just going out there doing what we do in practice and, you know, just trying to stay consistent. There's some things out there that we definitely got to get better at. We had some missed ops out there that we got to take advantage of, but it got somewhat of the job done today. So
we had that conversation back when you and I were going round and round. I said, Darnell, who? We talked about it yesterday. And boy, he's got a career year. He's getting more touchdowns than he's ever had. Kirk Cousins really has a vibe with him. There was a reason Kirk Cousins maybe suggested it to Fontenot that this is a dude that would fit what we're trying to do. I was kind of joking around, but half kidding. I hope we get to keep Zach Robinson for 2 years, Carl, because if this offense continues this trajectory, a lot of folks may come calling.
They might, but timing is everything. And if you're Zach Robinson, what have you done? Even if we go to the playoffs, you know, Ben Johnson, it took him 3 years before anybody really started to recognize how good he was in Detroit.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.